Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Continuing our series, Why Do Christians Suffer? We end it with God teaches us through suffering. And we read Hebrews 5:8, where it told us that Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. So we know that if Jesus learned it, we know that we will learn it as well. What does God want to teach us? Does he want us to learn compassion? Does he want us to learn obedience, patience? Whatever God wants us to learn, he sometimes uses suffering to teach us. Because truly, the school of suffering and the university of pain has a way of making us pay attention and learn what God wants us to learn. Now, the next thing we wanted to talk about was the ministry of suffering. What actually does that mean? Basically, that means that you could have some infirmity, some type of suffering that God will not move. He wants you to carry that thing and give him praise in the midst of what you're going through. We can always look to Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9, as it reads, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul had this infirmity, and he besought the Lord three times, saying, "Remove this thorn from me." But the Lord said, "No." He said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." You may have an ailment the doctor said there's no cure from, and you're saying, "Lord, why is me? What did I do to deserve this?" Well, let me tell you, you might have the ministry of suffering. What God wants you to do is to give him the praise in the midst of what you're going through. Know that your labor, your suffering is not in vain. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 to 4 reads this way. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, for by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." And as he said in the verse, he has his grace is sufficient for thee. If you're going through something, God will have mercy, have grace upon you. And he wants you to comfort those who perhaps are going through the same thing. Someone can look at your life and say, "Wow, how do they do it?" And what would your response be? Are you going to complain? Or are you going to say, through the grace of God, you give the people hope. You give them encouragement to know that they're not alone. You give them encouragement to know that even though I'm going through this thing, God is working it out. And there's something greater at the end. Don't look at your temporary circumstances. Look at that end, that hope, that glory that we're all reaching for. Now, let's just wrap up this series. Why do Christians suffer? One, Christian suffers because of the sin in the garden. It's passed down. Two, the chastening hand of the Lord. God teaches us through suffering. And then also, if we take the communion the wrong way, and God teaches us through suffering. Hebrews 5:8. And then you could have the ministry of suffering. But all of these, the result of your suffering should be to give God the glory. And God is forming us in the image of his son. And we simply need to have faith in God. Mark 11:22. Know that God is at work. So be encouraged, Christian. Your suffering is not in vain. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.